This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Taliban marched triumphantly into Kabul's airport this morning, a top Taliban official saying Afghanistan is finally free. All U.S. troops have now left Afghanistan, ending America's longest war. But not all American citizens have left. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Central Command Chief Frank McKenzie says the military was ready to evacuate the remaining Americans who wanted to leave in the pullout's final hours.
But none of them made it to the airport and were able to be accommodated.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says fewer than 200 Americans remain.
And likely closer to 100.
He says the U.S. will work to get them and Afghan partners out, either over land or on charter flights, once Kabul's airport reopens.
Our commitment to them has no deadline.
But the U.S. now must rely on the Taliban to allow their departure.
This afternoon, President Biden will talk about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Crews in boats, helicopters, and high-water trucks have been rescuing hundreds of people in Louisiana and Mississippi who got trapped as Hurricane Ida moved through. Debbie Greco's house was flooded in Laplace, Louisiana.
The ceiling and every room caved in. And it was unbelievable. 4 feet of water just came rushing in.
The hurricane knocked out power to more than a million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi. 25,000 utility workers are on the ground in Louisiana alone, and more are on the way. Last night, two people were killed and at least 10 others injured after a road collapsed in Mississippi. Highway 26 in George County, that's about 60 miles northeast of Biloxi. The entire California resort city of South Lake Tahoe has been ordered to evacuate because of the wildfire threat. This is AP News. The House is asking companies to save January 6th phone and computer records. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is asking social media and telecommunications companies to preserve phone or computer records from that day. Representative Benny Thompson, the committee chairman, sent a letter Monday to 35 companies. The letter asks for preservation of records relating to certain individuals, according to a person familiar with the request who requested anonymity. Individuals named include former President Donald Trump, his children Donald Jr., Ivanka and Eric, and several Republican allies in Congress, including Representatives Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert. Mike Gracia, Washington.
PNC Bank is raising its minimum wage to $18 an hour and also giving higher paid workers a bump in pay. It's trying to keep and attract workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.